This winter's cold temperatures are creating tough survival conditions for honeybees. Come spring, those bees will be relied upon to pollinate upstate New York apple, cherry, and other fruit trees. More from WRVO's Ryan Delaney.
Mike Martino began the winter with 100 bee colonies on his Honey Hill apple orchard in Chittenango. He estimates he'll lose about 30 of those by springtime. He's hoping the prolonged frigid temperatures of the past few months don't kill off more. When it's cold, the bees have a harder time flying and need to eat more honey to keep warm. And if they run out of honey?
You know, they'll starve to death, and obviously that's not a good sign. You know, the bees are dead in the spring. It's hard to do anything with them. You know, we spend the whole year basically building up, replacing our losses from the wintertime.
Martino also rents his bees out to neighboring orchards. With bee populations already declining in recent years, the damage to hives this winter could hurt fruit production later this year. Senator Charles Schumer visited Martino's farm Thursday to promote aspects of the recently passed farm bill that could assist fruit farmers in recovering their losses from the unusually cold winter. Schumer also called on the U.S. Department of Agriculture to quickly release more aid to orchard growers and beekeepers. In Chittenango, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.